Playing Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
If you could imagine to yourself living in a Mongolian tent. What are those called things? Gerts? Are they called gerts? Is that right?
Yurt.
Yurt. Living in a yurt, and then there's a knock on the flap of the yurt.
Oh,
and then
my.
Comes Dr.
I know.
Dr.
Zemke. It's just your greatest dream.
Dr. Zemke, is that you knocking on the flap of my yurt?
Did anyone say, what instrument is that? Is there a doctor in the house?
Okay. Dr. Zemke, you come in every time this week, every week this time, sorry. And you talk about some of the most amazing things in the world, which are musical instruments.
Yes, that's right.
A way of talking to another time, to the future and to the past. Utilizing whatever it is. Well, today we're talking, the instrument we're talking about is...
The theremin.
The theremin. Sarah, could you say that with us? One, two, three.
Theremin. Theremin. Soothing, soothing.
But if you're a theremin, you go theremin.
Well, what a great instrument, right? Am I right? 1919 was invented by...
1919.
Guess who invented it?
Ian Theremin.
You're so close. Lev Sergeyevich Theremin.
Yeah. Which is actually Czechoslovakian for Ian.
Okay, I'm going to read what it does because I couldn't memorize this. It works on the principles of heterodyning and capacitance.
I love heterodyning capacitance.
You know, when you wave your hands, you form a capacitor between your hand and the antenna. So there's...
Let's describe what it looks like first.
Okay, so it's sort of like a small box in front of you.
Small box.
With an upright antenna on the left.
Upright antenna to the left.
And a looped one on the right.
Loop to the right. So small box, upright antenna to the left.
Yeah.
Looped antenna to the
people
right.
People often have it on a stand, you know.
Yep.
So you stand up and play it.
You wouldn't really wear it on like a guitar strap, would you? That wouldn't work.
You could,
but it wouldn't work as well.
Actually, I could have the left right mixed up because I'm right handed, but people do it anyway. The
you might have your left or right mixed up because you're right handed. Did you say?
Because I'm left handed.
Okay.
So
you're
playing still,
but you know your left. That's your left. That's your left.
That's yeah,
your
that's
left
right.
hand is your
so
left.
So I could be playing it backwards, but people do. So on the upright antenna that I'm playing with my left hand, that controls the pitch by half. Far away my hand is.
I know. See, the things you don't even touch the theremin.
No, I was about to say that. The thing
it's
we haven't
the only
said
instrument.
It. You don't touch it.
The only instrument you play without touching. And then the other hand is the volume. And if you're really good with that, you can play separate notes, but most people aren't, which is why you get everything slides. You know? So should we have a listen to the heterodyning capacitating?
This woman here, though, she's considered to be a bit of an expert at the theremin, is she not? I think she's even done a TED Talk.
Yeah, TED Talk. She's played with Yoko Ono, David Byrne. Well, okay, just those names right there.
Pretty impressive.
That sounds like an angel crying.
Or a broken chair.
A broken chair? I've played a broken chair, and it's a very different sound to that, Doctor. So is that just the theremin there, or is there's a synth behind there, isn't there?
That resonance there, yeah. I'm not sure what that is. She could have some sort of effects pedal or something on it. But
the lady
there.
We're talking about is the phenomenal, the legendary Miss Pamelia Kirsten.
I was named after her. Now, if you want to hear the other older woman in the old days that played it was Clara Rockmore. If you want to look up her, she's cool too. Now,
this
why?
Amazing. This is amazing. No one's even touching the instrument there.
Why does it sound like space to us?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What is the logic like behind this sounding like space? It's not. It's
do you know
just...
what? I'll tell you what that is.
Is it? Because I mean, it has been used in science fiction soundtracks.
Yes, it has.
A lot.
Yes, it has.
So it's just
association.
Making that connection?
Yeah, yeah.
It does sound like...
And it sounds like a human voice, too.
Mm.
Sometimes.
But an eerie, floating one.
But the vibrato that it gets... So you can make it do vibrato by sort of flicking your hand.
Wow, listen to it. It's cool. Listen to it go.
See, it sounds human there.
It sounds operatic at times.
Oh, Lord.
Sing along if you know this tune.
I'm just going to chuck this in there and see if I'm right with this.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise.
No, that's not it, is it?
It's going to come in, but it's not. It's a human voice. They use a human voice on Star Trek.
Ha!
They do,
losers.
Too.
We should go tour that.
Yeah.
Someone's just texting saying there was a cool multi-theremin concert across the hilltops of Wellington a few years ago, broadcast by Concert FM, and it had multiple noise complaints.
Oh, I would have thought they would have felt transported.
So, maybe people got
hold
scared.
On. So, okay, so this is a... you have to turn it down because...
That's cool. When it thrums.
When it thrums. That word again, thrum.
So here's the sad thing about the story. The Star Trek theme is not a theremin. The Doctor Who theme is not a theremin.
I was about to ask you that.
Oh, that's a different... No, that's...
Yeah, that's something else.
You mean
else.
The... Woo!
Yeah.
I'm going to play that later on. I love that theme.
And Beach Boys, Good Vibration is not a theremin. But I'm wondering if they were intending to sound theremin-y. Thereminish. Yeah, thereminesque.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're going for because we, for some reason, we have the space association. And some weirdos, not weirdos, but you know how NASA has sent out like a message over interstellar radio?
Of course, yes.
Some theremin dudes did it first, sending out a whole bunch of music over theremin. So, you know, aliens are going to come here expecting theremin, and like we have to find the three players.
And they're going to end up sort of like the B Boys or something like that up there. Whoa, where's that spacey star?
I know. They're going to be disappointed.
See a classroom of kids on the recorder and be very upset.
So you're saying they sent this message out to space, but they did that without even touching the instrument. That's what does my head in.
I know.
Cool.
In fact, maybe we can invent one that all you have to do is think.
Someone sent in the text message, watching somebody play a box with an aerial live on stage is weird. You need to open it. You need to get a little bit open-minded, buddy. I had no idea what it was and struggled to figure it out until today. Thanks. Thank you, Doctor.
And Jimmy Page plays one in Whole Lot of Love.
Somebody just texted Jimmy Page.
It doesn't stand out enough, so I didn't play it today, you know, because today we're sort of, you know, something's going to really cut
I'll
through.
Find that for you tomorrow. I'm going to play it for you tomorrow, being Saturday. No, it won't, so it'll be Monday, I mean.
You can just play it at your house.
So what are we going to play now? Tom Waits?
Oh, no, I'll play it on Monday. I feature the whole show about it on Monday, actually, Sarah. 26 minutes past 8 o'clock. No. Let's play Tom Waits.
So, you know, this suits him as well because he's managed to make it sound drunk.
The Fleischpan Hunters.
Watching him play a theremin would be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Just rifle is the sound of the morning. Each sulfur-edged bullet must have its own whip.
Now here's a weird thing. Mr. Theremin was Russian. He invented the theremin because he invented things for the KGB to listen. Devices.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, one of his devices was in the U.S. ambassador's office all along, listening to what they're doing. But anyway, then he moved to the States, played the theremin around, patented it and stuff. Then he disappeared for 30 years.
What?
Yeah. He was in Russia, but some people think he was taken to like a labor camp, or was he working back for the government? 30-year disappearance.
And then when he was found again, where?
Came back to the States. Yeah. And it was Moog, Moog, that helped him out and patented it and sort of got it sorted out in the 1950s. But it's like a really weird, like his life story is just as weird as his instrument.
That's pretty great.
I think it's amazing. What would Tom Waits do without the theremin? It adds to his character so much, doesn't it? The whole concept of Tom Waits it's almost like Santa. It's almost built into your site, you know. It's like a
we could send him out in space.
Santa?
Tom Waits is a human. You know, the sample human.
What about
not very representative.
Tom Waits and his theremin. Now, we were going to play one last track. Erykah Badu.
Sure.
So, you know, this is quite a diverse...
That's nice. Pair it with some harp.
Oh, that's actually the sound of heaven there, isn't it? Ah, heaven. Here we are. Ooh, made it. Ah, take your pants off, run around nude, do what you want.
Oh, hello, Mikey. You've been good.
Hi, Doctor. I'm just doing whatever I want now I'm in heaven. Everything's sweet as. Forgot all those bills.
And of course, Erykah Badu is the live gig at the entrance in heaven.
Of course.
Is she in the nude?
In heaven. Whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Marvellous. So that is that. Wow. They're pretty liberal with their theremin, aren't they? There.
Because it's like jazz, you know. You just do it.
Gentle though, isn't it? It comes in. It's certainly. Who would have thought that the sweet, soothing sounds of urban R&B would be accentuated by the theremin?
I know. So here, Tom Waits. Quite a mixture of where it fits in and how, which is great. The artists are experimenting because it is such a wonderful sound. But how do you use it?
And I'm guessing in order to use it, you either need to bring someone in who's expert, or
play it really poorly.
Yeah, take yourself. Some time off.
Yeah,
do a short course.
I'm trying to find the song that really introduced the theremin to me was actually Holes by Mercury Rev, but I believe that on reflection that Holes doesn't have a theremin. It's just it just sounds like a theremin.
Well, yes, there's a lot of strings. Things. Electrotheremins, well, the Ondas Martinot.
This is it here. Once you've had a good handful of theremins, you know that's not.
Yeah,
it's not
well,
the
you know, to go for the real thing, but you know, often emulated, never matched.
But who would ever thought to emulate something that was a box and two aerials?
I know. So yeah, go online and watch Clara Rockmore playing it. It's phenomenal.
I think I might look up the guy who made it as well. That sounds fascinating.
Oh yeah, he's a neat dude too.
What did he do for that 30 years?
I know.
And also somebody else says there's a good John Spencer Blues Explosion track too called Two Kinds of Love, which features the theremin. Okay. I know I have heard about him manipulating the theremin as well. What happens if you touch it? Does it just go or something?
That's a good question.
Because, it's amazing. You're caressing. What are you? You're caressing nothing.
Air. Yeah, so it's you're the oscillating.
What
plate,
a great way to learn how to be a sensitive lover. Doctor.
Wow. Okay.
What's saying?
Time for a little break.
Thank you very much, Doctor. See you again next week. Okay. It's time next week.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.